Members of the Teachers Union of Ireland have voted to go on strike by a 92% majority. The main issue they want addressed is that new secondary school teachers who've been hired since 2011 are on a lower pay scale than their more senior colleagues. Well, to discuss what the TUI wants and the challenges facing teachers at the start of their careers and what action is likely to be taken, I'm joined in studio by Martin Marjoram, Vice President of the TUI. Martin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning to your listeners.
It's a very emphatic endorsement of industrial action, is it not?
It absolutely is. It doesn't come much more emphatic than 92%. It's worth pointing out as well that it's a hardening of the position actually since the last time we balloted 2 years ago, when on a similar ballot the result was 81% in favour of industrial action.
So still fairly overwhelming two years ago. So there's a mood in the TUI that wants some action on the restoration of pay. Before we talk about that mechanism, what are the consequences if you don't get what you're looking for? What are you proposing to do?
Well, the mandate goes up to and including strike action. And I think there's a growing impatience among members that this has been going on. This injustice against our new entrant colleagues has been going on since 2011. And there is a growing impatience that we bring it to an end.
Now, we know that not everyone gets a permanent job at the beginning of their teaching career. So how many people in permanent jobs have been affected by this since 2011? How does it compare to the total membership of the TUI, who are, the bulk of whom are on the old scale and the newcomers are on the new scale?
Well, it's slightly complicated in TUI because while it mostly affects teachers, we do have other recruitment grades such as assistant lecturers and youth reach resource people and so forth who are also affected.
These would be the assistant lecturers be in what were the technological colleges and some of them universities now.
Exactly, Pat. That's exactly right. So the bulk of our members who are affected, though, are teachers, because over the course of the crisis, there was more hiring of teachers because of the maintenance of a pupil-teacher ratio in schools.
Yeah.
So we believe out of about 12,000 second-level teachers whom TUI has in membership, probably about 5,000 of them are affected.
That's very significant. I mean, we're heading for 50%.
Absolutely.
In terms of their pockets, what difference would it make for someone who was hired immediately after the FEMPI measures? What difference? How much money have they lost?
They've lost tens of thousands of euro. And it's worth pointing out, and I think
Someone who just got in before these emergency measures is tens of thousands of euro better off than someone who's hired a month later?
That's true. And I think it's worth pointing out that these are additional cuts on top of the cuts that the rest of the public service got. Those who were already in service, we all got pay cuts between 15 and 20%. But on top of that, between 2011 and 2012, there were impositions on new entrants that were specific to them. The ones that applied to teachers were among the worst. Had they been allowed to stay untouched, they actually would have reduced the lifetime earning of a teacher by €500,000, believe it or not. And we've been whittling away at that. We've been campaigning. And there's been ballots for industrial action and some industrial action taken. And it's now about 80% solved. But there's still a gap of more than 100,000 in lifetime earnings for a teacher who's affected by these additional cuts. So we just want that to end.
I mean, the ministers involved in education and in finance have been saying there is a pathway to total restoration. So how many steps down the road on that pathway are we, and how many are left to go?
Well, there are still three issues for teachers that remain to be resolved. There's the restoration of what used to be the HDIP allowance, or will now be a PME allowance. There's an equalisation of pay scales. That was mostly addressed in a measure a year ago, and which we think our previous ballot for industrial action helped us to lever towards.
So when will the pay issue be finally resolved? Many years down the road?
Well, we want it to be solved now.
I know,
under
the current negotiated path.
There is no proper negotiated path that they have shown us, quite frankly. And we are deeply frustrated that while they talk as though they are in favour of restoring equality across the pay scales, they haven't actually shown us what that pathway is or given us an idea of how long it's going to take.
I presume there won't be any back money.
There certainly is no sign of government supplying any back money. And frankly, I think we just want this to end
Okay,
going forward.
Any new
that's
teacher
what we're looking for.
Coming in will enjoy the same conditions as someone who came in before FEMPI.
Absolutely, and those who are currently affected, they will be brought to a level whereby they won't suffer any future discrimination.
Okay.
That's what we're looking
so
for.
So they have to basically swallow some of the money that they've lost.
As indeed have all public servants over the last few years. Yes, that's true.
Okay. Now, the HDIP allowance, why has that changed? I mean, the HDIP is no more, so we're talking about master's degrees and stuff like that, and 2-year courses instead of single year courses. And I know that many people are unhappy about the kind of money they have to find to get teacher qualifications. And that seemed to be a device. Now, maybe I'm wrong. They extended it by a year and changed the nature of the course, not because it was needed, but there was high unemployment and things like that, and they just wanted to keep people in academia longer to avoid the disappointment that so many teacher applicants would have in not getting a job.
Well, I think there were teaching jobs. I think there were other forces at work towards, I think some of it was well-intentioned towards building up a better expertise for teachers before
the
they
colleges were
entered
out to
the
make
profession.
A book.
But we in TUI do believe it's a very severe imposition to lose an extra year of pay because it's an extra year of study. And the fact that the allowance has now been abolished as well, it's €1,236 was the old allowance. So again, over a 40-year career, that's about €50,000 that people are losing as a result of that. So we absolutely want that restored.
Now, the cost of getting that teacher qualification, what is that now?
It can run to €12,000. It's a very significant sum of money that people have to pay. And as I say, that's in addition to losing a year that you would otherwise in the past have been in service and earning.
Okay, so that's what you want restored. The HDIP allowance will be called something else now, one presumes. Mm-hmm. The paid restoration, you say it's largely, but you want it sorted straight away.
And there's a further issue, which is teachers used to start at 0.3 of the pay scale, and that was reduced to 0.1 by a decision of the Department of Finance back in 2011 as well. And that's
why would anyone start at the third point on a scale if they're only coming into the job?
The reason for that was traditionally to take account precisely of the fact that there was a lengthy period of study that was required in order to be qualified to be a teacher.
How long is the teacher training course now?
Well, it's 4 years in order to obtain your honours degree and then a further 2 years. So it's
so
6 years
of
training.
It's a 6-year course.
So
it was a 2-year course for primary school teachers, for example, and that has all changed. So your three issues, the HDIP allowance, which would be called something else, that is something that you've put to the minister. And what's the minister said?
It has been long-fingered. We went into a process last year under the PSSA, and we were dismayed to find that it was restricted to only look at the differential pay scales, which is sort of one-third of the problem for teachers at that time. So that was the only thing that was looked at. We were roundly criticised indeed by some of our own members for even going into a process that didn't look at the complete package, but we felt we better try to put some TUI shape and TUI input into that process, and we did indeed achieve some progress, but it only partially fixed part of the problem.
Have you costed these proposals for the minister?
We believe that to fix this for teachers, it will cost, and it's not an inconsiderable sum of money. Nobody's saying that it is. It is going to cost probably about €35 million to fix this for teachers.
And this is an ongoing
payment. Is ongoing.
But so it's €35 million a year in perpetuity.
That is in the context, though, of an overall education budget now of €11.1 billion. So it is a very small sum of money compared to that. Nobody's saying that these are inconsiderable, but in terms of the overall budget.
Okay, some questions from our listeners. How many teachers voted? Percentages like 92%, but 92% of what fraction of your electorate?
Yes.
12,000 teachers, as you say. How many of them actually voted?
It was the entire membership. It wasn't only second level teachers. We have about 18,500 members. And the turnout was about 50%, which was similar to the last turnout that we had.
Does that mean the other 50% couldn't give a damn?
No, I don't think so. I think
they're happy with the way things are.
This is such long-standing TUI policy. I think there is an element of people thinking, well, I've already voted for that. People know what I think. And I think people are quite happy to see that that the same policy is maintained, and nobody, certainly, or very few, voted to change the existing policy.
Drop the senior pay, increase the junior pay to balance it out. Teachers' remuneration, including pension, is the best in Europe. Private jobs get no safety net. That's from Rob. Another one. My wages are down 15 to 20% from 2008. I'm a private sector worker. Where's my restoration? That's from Tom. I'm a civil servant. These whinging teachers are a joke. They only work half a year and still whinge. Let them get out of it if they don't like the wages. That's from Fergal in Tume. The nonsense of it all. Why should a new teacher just qualified get the same pay as a teacher working in the same job for years? Surely you get a pay rise as you gain experience and prove your worth, as in every other job in the private sector. Your guest is right that new teachers took a larger hit during the crisis, but remember, it was existing teachers at the time who pushed the new entrants under the bus. That's from John. My wife is a primary school teacher, is on 68k a year after 20 years of service. Not a bad gig when you think of the generous pension and the long, long holidays. That's from a Roscommon farmer. And a final one, the teachers have been striking every year for as long as I can remember, sometimes two strikes a year. They never strike on weekends or holidays. The only way to keep them from striking is to give them another 6 months holidays in the year. Not a huge amount of sympathy there, Martin.
Well, that may be so. If I could answer one or two of those points, I mean, I think there's a misconception that existing teachers had some part in these decisions of government, this notion of pushing people under the bus. These were impositions. And I mean, I made my first angry speech about this at TUI Congress 2011, as soon as it had happened. And we were absolutely determined, unanimous support at that Congress, to take industrial action. I think it was a mistake that we didn't. There was a certain amount of anti-public sector feeling, which you're seeing is still there to some extent. And I think a decision was made at the senior level of unions to keep the head down a little bit. But there was absolute anger and disgust about this always since it happened. And we have been absolutely determined to right this wrong since it happened. And absolutely no teacher voted in favour of this.
And very briefly at the end, if you don't get any change from the minister, when are you going to walk out of the classrooms?
We are going to consider this very carefully. The regrettable thing at the moment is there's very oppressive anti-union legislation that we have to be careful of. And we're actually taking legal advice, which is what unions have to do in the current situation in order not to expose our members needlessly. We are going to look at that and we are going to plan. But I think people, given a 92% vote and given our absolute determination to put an end to this and how long it's been going on, the minister should be in no doubt. We are determined to bring this to an end and to have equal pay for equal work at last.
Martin Marjoram, Vice President of the TUI, thank you very much.